Hi, my name is Kay, and I am today's guest on the podcast. I am a first grade teacher and an educational blogger over at primarycornerstone.com. I live in Massachusetts with my husband and our two beautiful daughters. Our youngest is 7 years old, and she is going into second grade. And our oldest is 13 years old, and she is going into eighth grade. Today, I want to share with you a great back-to-school tip to help your kids be successful in the classroom. Many times when we think about our children going back to school, we want them to be ready academically. We want to make sure that they've been reading over the summer, that they've been practicing with different math methodology, because we want them to be successful. However, sometimes we forget to have conversations with them about what it's like to go into a classroom and be ready for it in a social aspect. I want to talk to you about a beautiful book. It's called The Day You Begin. The author is Jacqueline Woodson. In this book, the author speaks about going into school on the first day of school. And it starts by saying, there will be times when you walk into a room and no one there is quite like you. Our children, our students go into a classroom on that very first day of school, and they may encounter a lot of different diversity. There's absolutely nothing wrong with diversity. Diversity is beautiful. Children come from many different places. Their hair is different. The color of their skin is different. The way they dress is different. What they eat is different. Their language is different. All these things that make our classrooms diverse and beautiful. But when children are going into a classroom for the first time and they're meeting all these children that are different from them, we want our children to think about two things. One, we want them to be empathetic of other people and understand that their differences is what makes them special. We want them to be respectful of them, to be supportive of them, and to understand that what makes them different does not make them inferior. The other thing we want is for our children to go into a classroom and understand that they themselves are different. And when they walk into that classroom, they need to be confident, they need to be proud, and understand that who they are, the things that make them special are the things that make them stand out. And those things they need to be proud of and hold their head up high. In the book, they go into details about your skin may be different, your clothes may be different. It even talks about students talking about their summer experiences. Many times, some kids share about their vacations. They may have traveled different parts of the world, while other kids may have just stayed at home over the summer and watched TV. This can be really hard for some kids listening to all these stories and knowing that their experiences were very different. And so if we prepare our children, we have these conversations with them, we sit down and we let them know that their experiences matter, their experiences are valuable, and who they are is important, they can walk into a classroom confident in who they are, being proud of who they are, and they may also be empathetic of others and understanding of others that their differences make them special. And so as we get ready for this back-to-school season, I hope that you are able to sit down with your children and talk about what makes them special. Pick one, two, three things that makes them stand out. Talk about your culture and who you are as a family so that they may step foot into the classroom on that very first day knowing that who they are matters. If you want even more great ideas, you can follow me over on Instagram at Primary Cornerstone. It has been great to be able to share these ideas with you. I hope that your children are successful this school year and that everything goes smoothly on that very first day of school.